Yeah. No, keep holding up. Test him now from top. He'll ask more of the kashrut in the middle. Now, if you tell me now that if you give birth to a ruach, that just wind comes out, I think it means the placenta comes out just full of ruach. If you say what is called a good ledum, the last question was, how can we say over here that a Venetia, like the last 2 days of labor, she saw dam, then after that she was mapla ruach. When she gave birth, only ruach, a wind came out. So we say the loch is, she's called the Yeledes Bezoit, the last halach we have. In other words, we do not call the Leda like a Vlad, and therefore the 3 days that she saw Dam during the Yud Aleph Yomim, she becomes a Zava. So that's the question. Rabbi Yarmah, what Leda Mayasahi, yet Avtav Tesnel, Yakushi, then Samach Leda Rachmonatari. Halacha is that if it's a real Leda, so the Torah says you don't have a Tumas Zava. We had before Rashi says, Kushi means Leda pain, Samach Leda. Shleishovsev in time that did not rest in between the labor pains of giving birth. So then we say the dam akushi machma samvlad hubo, that this dam came out because of the vlad. And if so, rachmona tirein miziva b'techid alaf yomim perek reis kusim. You go more later that even though it's the middle of yud alaf yomim, that usually if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a zava. But now that she gave birth, we say what caused the dam to come out was the lady, was the kid, and that's Matayra. But over here we're saying now she's Mapala Ruach, Stam Wind, so she is Tomezova. So who we see that Mapala Ruach is not called the lady. So why do we say before the din is that she's only Tomei Mikan Labor, not La Mafreya, so not Mies Leis? So Marin says, Amarav Papi, Hanuch Mies Leis the Rabbonin. Leave over the question about Mies Leis. That it's true, we consider it to be a Medaris, even though we see now when she gave birth it was a Ruach, she was not really pregnant, but that halach of Meisei is only Medi Rabbonin, so therefore we'll make her, like Rashi says. And therefore we leave it as Dayin Shoso, because it's only Tomei Medi Rabbonin anyway, so Rabbonin will make her. Rav Papa says, Midi Utai Mele Mishum Deroi Shekova Delehom. What's the reason why Nisha that's a Medaris, that's pregnant, that we say if she sees Dam Nidam, she's only Tomei Mikan Labor, not Lamafreya, not Meis Leis, is because since her body is very heavy, the limbs are very heavy right now, since Reisha covered her head, V'yevaren, the limbs are Kvedim Leh, in other words, the body is out of shape, and therefore we say she's like Musulekas Donim, she doesn't see so much. So Hachinam here also the same thing, even though it's like a different type of pregnancy, but still, Reisha V'yevaren Kvedim Leh, even though she gave birth to a Ruach, but still her body was heavy, her limbs were heavy. Therefore, it's fair to say, she is considered Mesulek Damim, she doesn't see so much Dam, and therefore the dinster would be that she's only Dayashah, so she's not Tomei Lamafreya Meis Leis. Yeah. Adamor says, Boy, Menei Reb Yim Yim Reb Zera, what's going to be raw, so let's say Nisha saw Dam, V'yacha Kachuk Ubra, and then at first, like, started to stick out the stomach that she's pregnant. And we have the din of the missionaries, that when Isha's huk ubra, that's when she has a din of dayashosa. But before that, l'chumah had she's tomei l'mafrei meis leis. See, at first she saw dam, and then the next day, or else right away, it came huk ubra. Right after that, it became that nika, now we can tell she's pregnant. So what's the locha? Rashi says it means somach l'riyosa miyad. Right after she started to see dam, that's when now all of a sudden became hukar ubra. So now the Gemara says, Kivan de be'idnu de chazoi, loy hukar ubra, since at the time when she actually saw the dam, she was not sticking out, was not nika that she's pregnant yet, so metame, so at that time there's a tumas meis lay, she's tamme la mafreya, all the tyra she touched before that she be tamme. Or Duma maybe no, Kivan de somach lo chazoi, since she saw the dam, and right after that, she became like Nika, that she's pregnant, is like Metami, so we will not be Metami. Yeah. Like Metami. So that's the Shaila. Omalei said back to him, Midi hu taimele mishum de roisha kovad aleh. Let's see, what's the reason why we say Venisha is Nika, that she's pregnant, that her dam is Mesulik, and therefore she's not Tamala Mafreya? That's because roisha is kovad aleh. And the limbs are also heavy on her. If so, be yidnu de chazoi here in the case when she actually saw the dam, ain rosh kovad aleha. When she saw her, it was not called hukou or briyet. That's not the time yet that her body light changed. So therefore, at that time, she was still not mesulag damim. So therefore, when she saw, we have to be afraid, maybe really the dam came out mace lace before that. Therefore, she would have tumas mace lace. Yeah. The other one says, boy mineyu hu sabo Rabbi Yechanan. An older person, Saba, asked from Rabbi Yechanan, what's going to be like this? Hagiya eis v'sosa. Let's say she has a vest kavua, and it came the time of vest kavua, she's supposed to sit down. Hagiya eis v'sosa. B'yimei ubra. When she's in the middle of pregnancy, and when it's already hukar ubra. So, v'lei botka, she did not make a bedika. She ma'a what's balocha. So usually we say if it comes to the man harvest and she doesn't make a bdikah, she'll be tummy anyway. But over here now she's pregnant, so what's the halacha? So Mora says, Kami boy lay aliba the man the yom vestas the raisa. My shalom is according to man the yom that holds that vestas the raisa. That this halacha we say when Isha saw already three times before, she's oimid like a chazaka that she's going to see again. That's a swar midiraisa. That's called vestas midiraisa. The midiraisa was said as such a chazaka that since she already saw three times the same day, she'll see again. So therefore, my kivan the vestas midiraisa boy bedika. Once for a sincere old vestas midiraisa, so midiraisa were afraid the name of the dam comes at that time. So she did not check herself. We say she's tummy. Boy bedika means she has to check herself. And if not, we say the dam came and she would be tummy. Oiduma, maybe here it's different. Oiduma, kivun, the domel musalokim. Over here we're talking about when she's pregnant. It's ready huko ubra. So if so, she's the cheskat not to have domim. So maybe here, my boy bedika, even though she had a vest kabu before, the last 3 months she saw the same day, and now it came that day of the month, and she didn't check herself. So as far maybe still she's torah, because since she's musalokim domim, she's pregnant, we don't say this for Vestas Diraisa to make consider as if she saw the dam. That's the Shaila. Samura says, since she's pregnant right now, the dam is like Masulah taken away from her. We don't say she'll see so much dam. Therefore, she doesn't need a bedika. Meaning to say, if the time goes by and she doesn't check herself, we would not say she's tummy. Somley said back to him like this, to Nisu, we learned like this, that Rabbi Meir says, let's say she was hiding someplace. She was afraid of the goyim. There was a besieger on the city. So she was hiding. She was very scared. And in the hiding place, it comes a time when she's supposed to sit down. It comes a yom havest, where she has a vest kavua. For late bodka, she did not check herself. The locher is tohira. She still remains tohira. Why? She'acher do meslekes as adamim. When you're afraid and scared, that takes away dam. So the diga like this. Taima, why do we say, even though she didn't make a bdika, she's tor, only mishum diga charoda, because she's afraid. Holeke charoda, but if she wouldn't be afraid in a normal situation, digi yavest of lebotka tmeya. That this man yam holds, yes, she would be tamei. Alma, what do you see? That vestas diraisa, they hold this swore, that vestas is midiraisa. Meaning to say midiraisa, we say that she's aiming to see dam that time. And if she doesn't check herself, we say she saw dam, she'll be tummy. And still we say, v'chivun dika charoda, but in this case over here, since she's scared, she's in the hiding place, she's afraid, she's frightened, that the domeh mislukh, that's the swore to say, the dam should be misulik. If so, v'loy boy bedika. So we see now she does not need a bedika, and even without a bedika, she stays remains to be tor. And so Hochinama, the same svara should apply now that she's pregnant also. There should be a svara, the male must look him. And since she's pregnant, that's a svara that says she's not going to see dam. And therefore, the boy bedika, means even though she did not make a bedika, still she remained tor. So Nechnami, even though she has a vest kavua, and even if you hold the svara vestas to your eyes, so we'll see these machlokes later on, but it's a svara the same with your eyes, so she will see, or she did see, but that's only when we don't have a svara, she's musulak dam. Boy, she's frightened, or else when she's a Mubaris, then we'll say she did not see. Now it says in the Mishnah, Menikra Chetigomel, a nursing lady, so also she's Dayashosa until she finishes nursing. Tana Rabbanan, look like this, Menikra Shemesa Beno, Batech Esam Via Bachoidish. Let's say this lady that was nursing, her kid died within the first 2 years. Sarehi b'chol anoshim. Therefore, mashma, as soon as she stops nursing, that's it. Then she's aiming to see dam regularly, and therefore, when she does see dam, she's tamil afrei meis less like any other isha. Umatama meis liyes umakid lakid, or else the last time she made a bedika. Lefikach, it says over here, emoisa menikosav yelechas abu echomishonim. Let's say she went ahead and she was nursing not just for 2 years, but she continued on to be nursing for 4 or 5 years even. So loch is or daishosa, give her remain. Still a loch of daishosa over here, that since she's nursing, so as long as she's nursing, said that's a svara, she's not going to see dam. And why said that's lafika, must give her remain. These are words of remain. That remain holds us all totally when she's nursing. So as long as she's nursing, the svar is that the dam like changes over into milk. So he said there's no dam. So therefore she has loch of daishos as long as she's nursing. So if she stopped nursing after 1 year, that's it. Then she goes back to normal. If she continued nursing even for 4 or 5 years, also she has this loch of daishos. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they all say, Dayin shosan kol esam v'yabo chodesh. No, the svar is that Anisha is out of commission for 2 years, 24 months. Therefore, those 2 months, if she sees dam, we say it's only daishos, and she's only tummy from then on, not from before. Because she's mesulag damim for 24 months. The thing of, therefore, hemoisim menikos abo v'chom ishonim, mitamim yes liyes. According to them, it's not totally in how long she's nursing. It's totally in the period of 2 years till the body gets back to shape. But once 2 years passes by, even though she's still nursing, then she will be tamim yes liyes. Umelkid lepkida. And Rasvan, from the last time she made a bdika. So Gemara explains, Kishatim Tzalim, if you want to say, the Divir Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the Svar is, Dam Nekor V'Nasacholav. The Dam needed that was supposed to come out, it turns shova, turns black, and comes into milk. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, as long as she's nursing, she's Masulik Dam, she's not able to see blood. Therefore, it's only Dayashasa. So as long as she goes, or as short as she goes, that's when she changes. For the Divir Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Shimon, the Svar is a Boreho Misparkin, that her Avorim, her body changes over. Avorim Misparkin is when she gives birth, her body comes out of shape. And V'yeinavsho Chezeres Ad Esom V'yavo Chodesh means a regular flow of dam does not come back until 2 years. So therefore, we say, but here there'll be a lochom that for 2 years she's Dayashosim. But that's it. After that, she doesn't have a din of Dayashosim anymore. Yeah. Now the Gemara says like this. Lefika Ramei, what's Lefika for Ramei alone? What do we need it for? The Chur is Pshita. According to Rabbi Meir, you were telling me, the Chur that's Pshita this far, according to Rabbi Meir. That according to him, he says that if she stops nursing early, she has Daishosan, so we see clearly it's told in the nursing. So Gemara says, true, Mishim Lefika the Rabbi Yossi. We need it for the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara says, Lefika Rabbi Yisrael, what do we need that Lefika for? It's also Parshit. Like they say, it's only 24 months. So even though you continue nursing, it's the same Svar also. So Gemara says, no, here it's a Kiddush. Because otherwise, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Rabbi Yossi, Tarte Islay, maybe Rabbi Yossi owes both Svaras. That what, first of all, Kozuman, she's nursing, maybe he also agrees that the blood changes over into milk. So Kozuman, she's nursing, she's not Pecheska to see dam. But they also hold us, even if you stop nursing before 2 years, it still takes 2 years for your body to get back to shape. So maybe they hold both ways the Kula. Kamashmala, no, the current Rabbi Yossi, it's only for 2 year period. But once the 2 years pass by, even though she's still nursing, then we say her body comes back to shape and she would see dam, and then she's Tomei Mies Leis. And what's the Tani Nam Yochi? We don't like this also. Tani Nam Yochi, that dam, the blood she dam needs, she's supposed to see, Necker changes over, but Nasachola comes into milk. Divur Rabbi Meir. So if as long as she's nursing, she's not the Cheskas to see dam. Rabbi Yossi Yemino, a Vurum is Sparkin, that her body comes out of shape. V'yei Navsha Chazer, like a dam, does not come back to normal flow, only Adesum V'yabachaj, until 24 months, 2 years pass by. The Omer Rabbi Loi says, my time, Rabbi Meir, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir? Yes, because the Apostle says, Niyov, Meyitein tor mitomei. Who would give me something that's tor from tomei? Lo yechud is in the water and a kosh bochu could do that. So may hold, it means to say like, from the dam nido, it changes over to come into milk. And what she nurses, the milk is mutter. Sounds like Eve was saying, who could give something tor from something with tomei? That's the svara of Rabbi Meir. That the pasuk means to say that dam nido changes over into milk, and that's mutter. For Rabbanan, what does Rabbanan do with this? Rabbi Yechanan, they hold zu shichvas zera, this goes on shichvas zera, the way a kid is born. Shu tomei, that the shichvas zera itself is tomei. The yodam are not simimenu tor, but a person that's created and the mother becomes pregnant and gives birth, the kid becomes out as tor. That's also miyitein tor mitomei. That from shechem azera comes out a person that's tor. For Reb Lezer says, elu mei hanida. This pasuk goes on mei hanida means the mayim from the paraduma. Shehamaze umezen olav tor. The one that spritzes the water, and the one that receives it on himself, that was tomei, they remain tor, or become tor. But for nageya, the one that touches the mei chatis, tomei becomes tomei. Telling Mori, is this true? Umaz the tor, the one that spritzes the mei chatis onto the one that's tomei, does he also remain tor? I have Voksiv, the pasuk says like this. Voksiv, the pasuk says, Umaz the mei hanida, the one that spritzes the mei hanida, yechamis begodim, he has to wash his begodim, mashm, he becomes tamei, and the begodim that he's wearing also. So how could you tell me he's tor? So Mursa Lenechnami, when the pasuk says maza, my maza, what does the pasuk mean by maza? It means nageya. The pasuk taka means nageya. If you touch the mei chata, then you become tamei. But not just by spritzing it. For the Gemara Ayiv, Voksiv, the pasuk says maza, Voksiv, nageya. The pasuk says both. So mashma maza does not mean when you touch it. Maza means spritzing it. That's one question. The yoid, the pasuk says maza boy kibbutz. If you make a maza, the pasuk means if you spritz it, you have to be mechabesh begodim. Not only are you tamei, but your clothing also becomes tamei. Nageya, if you just touch the mechatis, then the locher is loy boy kibbutz. You do not have to wash your begodim. Only you become tamei. So pasuk, since they have two different halachas, mashm, even maz, even spritzing the dam chatis also makes you tamei. So how can you tell me now the one that's mazer remains tor? So it's like this, true. Ela rather my maz, when the pasuk says maz, what does it mean? It means noseya, somebody that's carrying the mechatis. Ve'enachnami, the one that's just spritzing it, so on that he remains tor, he doesn't become tamei. For the Gemara itself, lichtiv noseya, if the pasuk just means somebody that's carrying the mechatis, so what do you say, Lashon of Maza, spritzing it? You should have said Lashon of Nesaya, the one that's carrying it. So Gemara says, yes, Kamashma is teaching us a Chiddush, that the Yad Dedori Kishir Azor. Maza means Nesaya, you're carrying it. But it says Lashon of Maza to teach us how much do you have to carry of it. If you have a small amount, you're not Tomei. You have to carry enough of Kedei Hazor, how much it is that you could put inside of the Rosh HaGavolim to spritz it on a person. So Gemara says, let's see, that's a Machlokes. That there's a shear, there's an amount of how much of the mechatis has to go upon you. Then you say, you need that shear here also to be metame for masa. But elu laman diyama, according to the man diyama, ain't tzrich a shear, there's no shear, any small amount of the mechatis that goes on the person that's tummy. He becomes torum. So ma'ik lameima, how can you tell me now that the pasuk says masa, even though really means no say to teach us, you only tell me if you carry the shear of a mazer. I, this man, the Yamal, there's no shear to be a mazer altogether. Smur says no. Afilu laman the Yamal. Ain't it tzrich a shear? Even yo, there's no shear. How much mechatas has to go on a person that's tamei to be metayer him? But I'll still tell you. Hani mili, when do I say that? Agaba de gavra. Means on the back of the person, how much mechatas has to touch the person? Could be anything. Avo bemona. But that a person is carrying it in a kli, being on shear could be yoni tomei if you carry a shear of azor. Could it not, like we learned, kamiyeh b'mayim v'yeh b'em din hazor, how much water, how much mechatas has to be in a kli that has a din k'day hazor, that means k'day sheyitful roshay gevoylem, that there's enough there to be able to dip into it the heads of the roots of the stalks, the yaz, and you have the spritz on him. So the kids, you see, there is a shear. So according to everybody, there is this shear, a koponim, that if you carry the mechatis, to how much extent, how much mechatis you have to carry, enough mechatis that you could stick in the Rosh HaGevolim in it and be mazel with it. So if you have that much in the kli and you carry the kli, then you become tummy. If you don't have that much in the kli, you stam mazah, you stam spritz it on somebody else, you don't touch the mechatis itself. You mazah it with the kli, then you remain a tohor. And the Gemara says, "V'hainu diyama shloimai." That's what Shloim HaMelech said. That omati echkem avir v'chaykem imani. I thought I was smart, and he sees it very far away from him, because he couldn't understand this by this mechatis. How come the one that spritzes it, he remains tor, but the one that touches it, the one that carries it, they become tamei? That he couldn't understand. That's one of the chayk of the paraduma. Now it says in the Mishnah, "Aizel he's a keino." What's called as the keino? That we say the ostrich is called Mislekes Domin, and therefore the din is Dayish also. Kol Shovro Leh Sholosh Reines Somach Lezeknosa. Like she passed the last three periods right before she became Mislekes Domin, Odo. So the question is, Hechi Domi Somach Lezeknosa. What's called near her old age? What's called as the Kena here? Smer says, Omer of Yehuda, Kol Shechavro Seh Omero Seh Lezekena. He. Her friends call her an older lady. When the people call her an older lady, that's called a zakeinah. So from that age, if she stops seeing three times, then we say she's becheska to be mislekes damim, and therefore then if she sees, it's only dayishosa. Rabbi Shimon says like this. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kol shekorin lo ima ima. People call a mother, v'yena bosh, you should not embarrassed. That's called already Samach Lezeknosa. When they call already old, they call a mother, like otherwise sometimes they're embarrassed, and they get that old already, it doesn't bother them anymore. Reb Zerub, Reb Shmuel, Barav Yitzchuk, like this. Chadama 1 says, it means to say, Kol Sheina Makpedis, it doesn't bother her, that's all. The Chadama 1 says, no, Kol Sheina Boish, she's not embarrassed when they say mother. My B'nai, what's the difference? In the case of Boisha, she would be embarrassed, but Vienna Makpedis, it doesn't really bother her. Kids, so these things are called Samach Lezeknosa, that she misses three times now, so after that, Levadin of Dayashosa. The other Gemara says, what's called an Oino? If she misses three Oino, that she has a din of Dayashosa, how much is called an Oino? Some Rashlok says, Mishum Rabiudin, Siyam, Oino Beinanis, which means Shloshim Yom. If she skips, she does not see for 30 days, that's called one Oino. So it happens three times, that's called three Oinos. For Rav Omer Rav Chizda, Esrim Yom. It means no, an Oino means 20 days. If she skips 20 days, we must really be Leipligas Lomachwekis, Leipligi. Mark and Chosh of Yumeitum of Yumeitaira, one includes not only the 20 days of Taira, but also the 7 days of Nidus and the 3 days that she could become a Zava. Omar, the one that says 20, Loika Choshev Yimei Tum, it's not including those 10 days, but really it's Anoina means 30 days. So therefore she skipped 90 days, that's the Locha, then she has Locha of the Kena that she's Mislekes Domin, and if she sees after that, that first time she'll see, there'll be a din of Dayashosa, she'll only be Tomei from then on, not from Mies Leis. Turn around, not like this. Zekeinah Shavrule Sholoshainis. Let's say Zekeinah, an older lady that passed by three periods of time of 30 days, 90 days passed by, and she didn't see. And then Verosa, and then she did see Dan. So Locher is Dayashosa, like the din of the Mishnah. She's only told me Mikan Labo, not from Afraya. What happened was, the Oidov, it happened a second time, that Avrule Sholoshainis, she skipped 90 days, she did not see. Verosa, and then again she saw after 90 days. So again, Dayashos again, she's only Tommy from then on, not from Meis Leis. It happened a third time now. V'yoyd Avrule Sholoshainis, again it happened that she missed 90 days. Verosa, and then after 90 days she saw again. So now the Locher is, Hareik Echol Anoshim. She has a Locher like a regular Nisha. She's not considered Mislekes Domin, but rather she's like a Kavei or something, a new vest now, that she skips 90 days, that's all. But after 90 days, she's the Cheska to see Dam. And therefore, when she does see Dam now after 90 days, she'll be Tami back on her fire 24 hours. Or else, if she made a Bedika before that, she'll only be Tami up until the Bedika. Now, the Gemara says, Foloishakivno, not that these three periods of 90 days that she skipped was exactly the same time, not every time that she skipped exactly 90 days. Elafilo pichsa befilo vehoisiroi. Even if one time it was 91 days, one time it was 93 days, it doesn't make a difference. But as long as it happens now three times, so he's saying now, she's still the cheska to see dam, and therefore she has loch of a meis leis. She's not considered a daishosa. Svor says, what are you saying, afilo pichais, that even if she sees a little bit less, a little bit more, for lemi boy, not only kivno, not only if she saw the exact same time, the question is why adarabba? Ki kivna, if each time she saw was the exact same amount of interval, let's say she saw after 90 days three times, is so then kovul of Esther, adarabba. She's considered like she has a vest kavur right now. She saw the last three times, every 90 day. If so, v'daya shosa, it would not be a din of miyes lace, but rather should be an isha now with a vest, then a din would be daya shosa. So what are you telling me, like, not only kivna, but even pichsa? If I can't, if it would have been kivna, then she would not have a din of miyes lace. So mazachita, maybe you want to tell me rabbonin, this price goes according to rabbonin, the polygalad rabdoisa, they yaga and rabdoisa, the whole diyama that they say, even an isha, sheesh lavesa, still matama miyes lace? So you want to tell me then here, even though it's kivna, still will have a tumma miyes lace? Because we do not hold from a vest kavua to make into daishosa. Zmora says, no, still, if chemi boil, it should have said the opposite way. Falema said like this, for loisha pichsa vasiru, not only the cases you saw less and more, el afilu kivna. Rather, even if it was the exact same time each time, even though it's a vest kavua, still we say that she has a tumma of meis lace. That would have been a bigger chiddush to teach us that even though she has a vest kavua, still it's meis lace. Zmora says, rather, the gizra should be like this. Tani loisha piches v'asiru nechvami. Not only that she saw less and she saw more, that's when we say it's a tumma meis lace, el afilu kivna. But even in a case when she saw exactly the same amount each time, she saw a 90-day interval, and she has a vest kavua, still we're going now like the Rabbanan Shita, that she would be tumma meis lace. The boy yisem, another terrors could be like this. Hokikum, this is the brace I mean to say. For loisha kivna nechtami, not that she saw the exact same amount of an interval, because then she, if it happened three times, she has a vest kavua, and then the din is a daishosa, not meis lace. El rather, the case here is, Shepichsa by Siri, here the case is, Shepichsa, that she saw a little bit less once, versus next time a little bit more. Avo kivna v'enachnami, in the case where she saw each interval the exact same amount of time, enachnami then kovul of eses, she's called an isha sheesh lo vest, then the din would be v'daya shosa, and she'll only be tummy mekan laboa, not meyes leis. Umani, who does the bracer go like? Rabbi Daisy, the bracer goes then according to Rabbi Daisy. Now Rashi learns here, that the Gemara says pichsa v'asiru a little bit less, a little bit more. Rashi learns pichsa v'asiru means first time she saw 91 days, second time 92, third one 33. Rose the opposite way, first 93, then 92, and then 91. So Toys asked this for a question, because we will have the Gemara later on, we'll see enough Samach Dalid. Toys said this is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If that's called a vest or not, and here we're going now for sure it's not called a vest. So we'll see. Right, so the other sheet there is, it's not called a vest yet. You have to see a fourth time that makes it into a vest. Now it says in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer says, Kol Isha Shavra Leho Gimel Einos is also Dayashosan. Loved after she's a Zakena, an older lady, even a younger lady. If it happens three times that she, three periods she missed, and then she sees, so then is Dayashosan. Tani would learn like this. Omalhem Rabbi Elezer Chomer Blazer Betachomim. Maisa once happened Bereba with a young lady Bereba Achas. Pista in this place Hisli. Shevseika Shalashay Nois, that she stopped seeing a period for three times. Three periods she missed. Obo Maisa Betachomim. She came to Yisachom. What's halacha? For Yomu they told her that the next time she sees Dayishoso, she'll only be tummy from then on and not Mieis Leis. Omru Lodi said back to them that ain't shasat chakarai, you can't bring me proof. The Chumra Blas wanted to bring a proof to himself. So they said back to him, there's no proof in that mice. There could be, there was shasat chak, was a special heter they gave over there. But usually it's not that way. So Zmor says now, my shasat chak, what was the shasat chak? It was like a hunger year of famine. Therefore, the Chum did not want to be metama the tyrus that she made already. So therefore, in this case, it will make her to say dayishasa. There could be other places in Echanami that then will still be meis lies. And he could yami some say some tyrus offish leavidei that she made a lot of tyrus that day. And therefore, the choshur abonim have said to the tyrus, the abonim were afraid to metama the tyrus. That's why they said dayishasam. But really, the locha should have been maybe meis lies. It should have been the chumrim with the rabbonim, just because of this svara shasas chak the rabbonim will make them. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan coming here. Learned in the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, that Maisa once happened again, V'yosa Rebbe K'Rebbe Eliezer. One time Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, there's Tamanisha that did not sleep for three times, and then she saw, he said that she's Dayashasa. The Yachashinisk, after Rebbe realized that he made a mistake, Omar still he said, Kidaya Reb Loz Lismachalov Shasatchak. Like, since I Paskin that way already, I'll leave it, I'm not going to change it. The question is, my liyachashiniska, what happened to Rebbe? What did he remember, remind himself now? Elaine, if you want to tell me liyachashiniska, you have to remember it. That the ain't a loch Reb Lez, we don't pass like Rebbe Elezer. Elaka Rabbanon, on the Lord, Rebbe Bonanchito. If so, Mamish, we don't pass like Rebbe Elezer. So, Vashasat Chak, Heikhi, Ovid Kavos, even Vashasat Chak, like he passed like Rebbe, but it was a mistake. So, why didn't he want to retract? Why did he keep it that way? Elaine must be like this. Elod Loyit Mirkasa, that the Pshat of the Loch really was not Oiska Paskin clearly, like Kamar, but like Kamar, wasn't Oiska Paskin in the Mishnah anywhere, either Kareb Lezer or not. Therefore, my Liachashnisk wasn't meant to say after Rebbe reminded himself. It means like this, Liachashnisk after the reminded himself that the Lav Yochid Poligalay, it's not a Yochid that argues on Reb Lezer. El Rabin, but it's a Rabin that argues on Reb Lezer. Therefore, it's a smart to say maybe we don't Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, in the beginning, he didn't realize this, but later he realized this. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.